Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose it to spend it with us. And for that, we're grateful here on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, tonight's topic is completely lined up with the prophetic word that came forth about 2 weeks ago. And the topic is preparing for the birthing. Apostle Evans was with us 2 weeks ago, and he said that September was going to be a month that many of us were going to birth some things. So we're going to jump into that in a few minutes. But before we jump right in, we want to thank our sponsors for their contributions, their blessings, and everything they do for On Fire to Inspire. We want to thank Third Heaven Sound, but it's not just music, it's a sound. And their CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. We have Unique Expression by Design, where they take care of all of your ideas. They bring them from idea and bring them into a reality. And that's Unique Expression by Design. Infographics is your one-stop shop to all of your graphics needs, from photography to newsletters, business cards, flyers, and so much more. That's A-P-H-O-G-R-A, F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. All of our sponsors have Facebook pages, business pages. And then we have the Jasmine House Foundation having our annual Jazz Soiree. It's one of the fundraisers that will help this beautiful nonprofit that I have been privileged to be able to be a part of since its inception. God is truly, truly blessing. They've been able to bless the less fortunate by feeding the homeless, helping mothers and children, single moms with children. I mean, every capacity God has been able to bless them. So that's the 2018 Jazz Soiree. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, and you can go to www.jasminehousefoundation.org to find out more. There's a silent auction at the Jazz Soiree, and then you can also go to Eventbrite again and look up a Jazz Soiree and get your tickets. Tickets are $50, and I tell you, it's a great, great cause to sow into and being able to bring more help the community even more, as they are a resource and a great pillar to the community. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. The topic tonight is preparing for the birthing. And I tell you, when the Lord gave me the topic, I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you with the topic. It lines directly up with what the man of God gave us, with the topic, with the prophetic word. But what exactly are we going to be talking about, Lord? And so he said, well, preparation for the birthing. You're going to be talking about preparing for the birthing. I said, okay, Lord. So, you know, in my mind, this is where I'm going. I'm just going to tell you how I started out. So in my mind, I was like, okay, we as mothers, you know, everybody's throwing us showers. And then we go from the showers to we go to getting the baby room together. And then we go from that phase to actually moving into getting prepared and reading books and all of this other stuff. You're doing that the whole time, especially if you've never been a mother before. And then when it's time to have that baby, you get to cleaning up. You get on this cleaning frenzy, and everything just it has to be clean. And so that's what I was in my mind. But the Lord was like, nope, not going in that direction. You're going to kind of take a different approach. And that approach is going to be here. So if you have a pen and paper, you got your iPad or whatever, you can take a couple of notes. I got some notes for you. The Holy Spirit gave them to me like 30 minutes ago. He loved to put me on the spot these days, but again, we got to understand what hour we're in. And we're moving by his spirit, not about what we know or what we think we know. It's about being obedient and being still enough to hear him when he speaks. So here we go. So preparing for birthing. This is going to be part one. So we're talking about the natural side of things, but at the same time, we're going to talk about how it is going to relate to in this new arena of which you're getting ready to birth. Because many of you have been pregnant for far too long. So we're going to be talking about the birthing. So in this birthing process, we're going to talk about, in part one, I happened to read this article. And this article was talking about the different things women do to prepare. And, you know, they join a Lamaze class and this, that, and the other. Well, for us, step one for us is we're going to be researching, networking, and connecting. So, you know, we're researching, making sure we understand our area of expertise or our area of specialty, our specialty area. We're going to be networking, we're going to be researching, we're going to be connecting with the people that's already doing what it is you want to do, what you're wanting to launch. You want to understand your area to your full capacity so that when you launch out there, you already know what you're working with. You're there. You're already, you have those connections already made. And there may be an area in your specialty area that even though there are others that do what you do, God has equipped you in a special way. There's a twist that you're going to bring. There's a uniqueness because of who you are that you're going to bring to the table. So step number one is you're going to be researching, networking, and connecting. That's step one. You know, of course, we're not joining a Lamaze or childbirthing class, but we're going to be researching, connecting, and networking. That's our step number one. Now, step number two, you want to find you a coach, a mentor, or someone that's willing to assist you so that you, when you get ready to go ahead and birth it, you know that you're going in the right direction. So you can find you a mentor, a coach, someone. You may be able to find someone online that's willing to help you. If you can't find somebody physically, that can help you in before you really launch out there. Point number three, find and focus on your strength that you already have. So you're already, God has already equipped you. You're already strengthened in this. And sometimes we tend to, because this is uncharted territory, uncharted waters, many times we try to talk ourselves out of stuff. But find that strength that's on the inside of you and focus on the strength. And actually your strength is in him. So understand that you can do all things through him. And that is going to be your scripture that you're going to stand on. There may be others. But Philippians 4:13 English Standard Version reads this: I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So understand that your strength in and of yourself, but find your strength in him. So yes, you are equipped for this, you're strengthened for this, but ultimately your strength is in him. Philippians 4:13, and that was the English Standard Version that I read to you. And also 2 Timothy 4:17 says, but the Lord stood by me and he strengthened me. So even when you're kind of like, oh, can I do this? Remember 2 Timothy 4:17 reminds you that, yeah, you can, because he is your strength and he stood by you when you were weak, when you were, you know, trying to question yourself and second guess yourself. He said, baby, I've already equipped you. Got this because I got you. All right, that's your point number two. Point number three. No, that was point number three, sorry. Point number four, cancel all negativity. Cancel everything negative. So if that means you that's going to definitely be some thoughts and doubts that you're going to cast out, because it's going to be a renewing of your mind. And that's going to be a daily thing, a daily renewing of your mind. But you're going to cast out all negativity from thoughts to fears to even people. If you have people in your inner circle that are in your ear daily, if they're not positive or they're not feeding you positively and they're not keeping you in a happy, positive place, guess what? There needs to be some purging, some pruning. You know you love them, but you got to love them from a distance, because in this hour, in this place, in this space, they can't feed you that. You can only feed yourself the good, because when you feed yourself the good, then the good is going to come out of you. So in this hour, you're going to purge all negativity and all fears, all thoughts. And the scriptures From there, you're going to be talking from Psalm 50, all anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's English Standard Version. Psalm 55:22. Again, let's cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's English Standard Version. And then Psalm 56:3 says, when I was afraid, I put my trust in him. And that was NIV. When I was afraid, I put my trust in him. So any type of fear or anything that tries to come up and tell you something other than what God has told you, you go ahead and stand on these two scriptures and you tell your fear, I don't have time for you either. So you cast that out. All right. Going on to step number five. Step number five is you're going to encourage yourself in the Lord, in the Word. And so that scripture, we're going to be Psalm 61:2. And it says, when my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that is English Standard Version. Psalm 61:2. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So you're going to encourage yourself in the Word. You're going to encourage yourself in the Lord. You're going to encourage yourself when your cheerleader group ain't around you, when others don't understand you. It's, guess what? It's not for them to understand you because God gave this to you. This is for you to birth this faith. So understand, you got to get in your Word and encourage yourself because many times those naysayers are going to be the ones that you got to prove them wrong. So encourage yourself in him and in the Word. And then point number six, you're going to position yourself. You're positioning yourself as you're equipping yourself, you're strengthening yourself, you're positioning yourself because if we were talking about a natural birth, you know that baby gets in position before it's time to push. So you're going to position yourself in your strength, and you're already in the place of your knowledge. You're connecting with the right people. So now you're coming into position. Point number seven, the way has been made for you, and you got to understand it's already been made. So the way has already been made for you. What way? Well, the way to get this baby birthed, the way has already been made for you. And that scripture is coming from Isaiah 45:2. NIV says, I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. So the Lord has already made the ways for you for this birthing, for this thing, this new thing that he's placed on the inside of you. So the way, understand that the way has already been made for you. And again, that scripture was Isaiah 45:2, NIV version. And number eight is, there is a plan for you and it's bigger than you can fathom or even begin to see. Start looking at it through your spiritual eyes and stop looking at it through your physical eyes. So point number eight, I know that's a lot, y'all, but the Holy Spirit gave that to me right before I hit the air. There is a plan for you that's bigger than you can fathom or that you can see. Stop looking at them through your natural eyes and start looking at them through your spiritual eyes. So can't be a physical thing anymore in this hour. You can't be. It has to be all spiritual. Lord says, he even reminded me this morning, start looking at it through my eyes, them through my eyes. I'm like, oh, Lord, that's powerful. And I'm going to encourage you with this scripture here, Isaiah 54:2-3. And I want to say this was the New Living Translation, and it read this. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle in the ruined cities. So understand where you are as you're birthing. The Lord has already strengthened you. He's already prepared you. He's already equipped you. Understand that he's made this way for you. And he says, now understand what I've already done for you. And I said, now it's time to enlarge your house and build your addition and spread your home and spare no expense. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Glory to God, Isaiah 54, that was 2-3, New Living Translation. And I'm telling y'all, when I tell you the Lord gave me the topic 2 days ago, but he didn't give me the points till less than an hour ago. And I just give God praise for being able to be the vessel that he's using in this hour to share this with you, because to say that I would do this even 8 months ago, even though I've been on the air almost 4 years, No, I wouldn't have. So we're going to review. I'm going to go back for those who are joining a little late. So step one was, you know, when in the natural world, women join the Lamaze class. Well, we're not having a physical baby. We're having a physical baby, but not, you know, that kind of baby. So I told you that we're going to be, in our step one, we're going to be researching, networking, and connecting. Researching, networking, and connecting. And you're going to connect with people that are already in your specialty area or area of expertise. Point two, you're going to find a coach or a mentor that can assist you. Point three, you're going to find and focus on your strength that God has already equipped you with, and your strength is in him. So we talked about Philippians 4:13, standard version read, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And that was English Standard Version of Philippians 4:13. And then we talked about 2 Timothy 4:17, but the Lord stood by me and he strengthened me. And then we talked about point number four, cancel all negativity, thoughts, fears, even people. Purge them. It's time for them purging and the pruning. Take them out of your inner circle. Get them out of your ear, because you cannot at this time risk having them in your ears. No toxicity. Everything has to be positive. And we talked about Psalm 55:22, English Standard Version, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And then we talked about Psalm 56:3, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. That was the NIV version of that. Point five, encourage yourself in the word and in the Lord. That was Psalm 61:2, when my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That was English Standard Version. Psalm 61:2. That was where you're encouraging yourself in him. Then point six, you're positioning yourself, because as that baby's getting ready to birth, the baby gets in position. And many times, you know, if they're doing the right thing, you know, they head down. So now we're positioning ourselves because we've already been equipped. We've been strengthened through the word. We're strengthening ourselves in him. And point number seven is the way has already been made for you. And that was Isaiah 45:2, NIV, I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. So the way has already been made for you. And then point number eight, there's a plan bigger than you can see or fathom with your physical eyes. So you got to start looking through them with your spiritual eyes. Look through them through his eyes, he said. And the Isaiah 54:2-3 was that scripture that we wrapped up this with. And it says, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. When I tell you it is time to get excited about the birthing, it's time, it's time, it's time. I'm excited to hear about the testimonies that's coming forth in September already. I'm excited, and I'm elated. So y'all got to make sure you share with me, whether you reach out to me on Facebook and chats or text messages for those of you who know me personally, or email on onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And then we open up phone lines you can share, because when I open up the lines for participation, if you have a testimony, please share, because this month I'm looking for testimony after testimony about his goodness and about the birthing that's happening in this hour. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. If you're listening by internet, guys, y'all got to dial in. You know the drill. You got to dial in to participate. So if you're listening by internet, you got to dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We're going to bring you live with us. If you have any questions, comments, testimonies, whatever you want to share, that anything that has been said, because I'm telling you, the topic the Lord gave me 2 days ago, but I promise you, he didn't give me the words until less than an hour ago. I just love him. I just love him. But, again, that's 929-477-2178, option 1, for those of you who are listening by internet. If you're listening by phone line and you want to have something to say or share, press option 1. We'll be happy to bring you on. Excuse me, but it is birthing time, and we have our first caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live. How are you this evening?
I am absolutely, positively pregnant. I am preparing myself for this baby girl here. Ms. Leah Butler,
yes.
This is Mr. Tony Brown out of Duluth, Georgia. First of all, sister, I just want to say God bless you. It's been an awesome show as always. And always, I love how the Holy Spirit gives you a subject for that seems applicable for everybody at the same time. So I just want to, again, always commend you to what you got going on and how you are actually, you know, spreading your love, you know, to all of us out here. So, Leah, I just want to say God bless you, sister. And I promise you, I will give you, will be giving you major testimonies this month because I've declared and decreed a few things. So it's going to be totally awesome. So I just wanted to say thank you, sister.
All right. Well, thank you for joining in and thank you for sharing because I'm telling you this word has been so, oof. When I tell you I'm cutting cartwheels in the spirit, and if you just look up, you see me. But I'm looking forward to the testimony, so make sure you share.
You got it. God bless you.
God bless you. I tell y'all, I'm so excited about what's coming forth with the testimonies, the testaments of the goodness of the Lord, because it's time to birth some things. It's time to stop sitting on your hands and start doing what he's called to do. You know what's on the inside of you. You're just like, you can't stop thinking about it. You can't, you're just like, oh my God, I got to do this. Oh my God. And you talk yourself out of it no more. We cancel that tonight. We uproot every second guess. We uproot every doubt, every fear. We cancel it tonight. We annihilate it in the spirit. And we call forth everything that's on the inside to be such a bubbling that you can't sit still anymore. We declare and decree that these babies shall be born healthy as God brings forth what he's calling you to do in this hour. Hallelujah. I have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello. How are you doing today? Hello. Can you hear
Great.
Me?
Great. How are you? Yes, I
I'm
can hear
doing
you.
I'm doing well. I'm just, cause this is Hetty J with the Poetic Ministry, and I just want to thank you again, as the caller did previously, for being obedient and bringing forth this word. And I'm excited because I had just went to South Carolina about a month ago and did a speaking engagement on finding who you are with your own uniqueness. And it felt literally like I was going through the birthing process. Actually had labor pains, and so I know that you're just in tune with what God has given you for the people of this hour who really want to be here, because everyone doesn't want to. But I thank you. I just thank you so much, and knowing that my womb, even though I'm female, and yes, it is for males too, is not just for physically birthing a baby. It's also for the spiritual things, such as what you're talking about. In the time for this hour that God wants to bring forth through his people. And I just thank you. I just thank you, my sister. I thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for dialing in, because a lot of times people would share after the show, so thank you for sharing during the show, because many times what you're saying will hit someone else's spirit and be like, oh, my God, I can truly relate. So thanks again for you sharing.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. I tell y'all, I'm just cutting cartwheels all over here. God is so good. God is so faithful. If you're listening by internet and you want to share, remember, you got to dial in at 929-477-2178, option 1, and we'll bring you on live. If you have anything to share that's been said about the points that we shared tonight, anything you want to share about a testimony, because I'm telling you, we're only in day 4, but I'm telling you, the testimonies, they're going to be pouring in. I'm hearing testimonies already. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, some of the stuff that I'm hearing. A little bit of it, I guess, some people's testimonies are a little premature, so I'll let them testify. I don't want to testify for them. I want them to share. But I tell you, God is just so faithful, and it's time for you to understand the hour that you're in. So said a moment ago, if there are some people in your inner circle, and they don't see your vision, keep them out of your ear and keep them out of your inner circle, because you don't need them in your ear if they're not helping you push. They're not telling you breathe. They're not telling you, okay, we can do this, or keeping you encouraged. Mm-mm. Tell them, I love you, but you got to love them enough to kind of back away. Because in this hour, you can't afford to have them in your ear constantly. All right, last call for open line, 929-477-2178. Press option one. You're sharing either testimonies, you're sharing about anything that's been said about the points. And if you notice, God gave me 8 points, and that 8 is a new beginning. So we talked about the new beginnings last month, and then this month we're talking about the birthing. So we're birthing new beginnings, and all of this is going to be so beautiful. And if you missed any of the broadcasts, I did do a review, but if you got on late, you know, you can go back and listen to them, look at the scriptures, because in this hour you're going to encourage yourself in his word and in him. It's time for us to get this done. There are people waiting on this. There are some generations that are waiting on you, and so it's time for you to stop being caught up in you and getting caught up in what the things of God. So it's time to make it happen. It's time to make it happen. I'm so excited for you. When I used to hear pastors say that, and I used to be like, huh? But I'm telling you, I'm excited about it and understanding what God is doing and what you can see in the spiritual realm and hear the voice of the Lord so clearly. You're like, ooh, you're excited for everybody. And in this hour, don't get caught up about they're doing the same thing I'm doing. Not in this hour, because there's a uniqueness about you that's going to be different. We have another caller. Thank you for joining on Friday Inspire. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, Aaliyah. This is Wakinda.
Good evening, Wakinda. That's Wakinda.
How are you? I am well. I really enjoyed what you said, what's been said so far, and thank you so much for going over the points, because I did get on a little late. But there was something I was thinking about as you were talking about, and you were making that parallel between the natural and the spiritual. And one of the things I was thinking that is very important in this hour is rest.
Mm-hmm.
And because one of the things I remember when I birthed my natural children. And there was a point where, you know, there was so much going on in my body, and my body was making all of these changes, that the doctor was saying, you need to rest. And, you know, even as a woman is pregnant, as she's coming up to those, you know, 9, 10 months, you know, a lot of times, it's so important for her to get rest. And people tell her to get that physical rest. You need to rest. You need to rest. And one of the things that happened was when I was allowed to rest and my body was able to rest, my labor sped along quickly and the baby came quickly. But while I was still kind of stressed, and I think you had one of the scriptures you talked about was being anxious for nothing. I'm not sure if that was one of the ones you talked about, but that's what I was hearing. So when my body was able to rest, then the labor, which was kind of, you know, it was kind of going along, but it wasn't progressing the way I would have liked it to, or whether the doctors would like it to. But as soon as my body had an opportunity to rest, then the labor sped along quickly. And before I knew it, they said, okay, now it's time to push. And so so bringing that over to the spiritual, and what I've been hearing was so important for us. Yes, we do need the physical rest, but also that rest in Father. And I've been hearing, and this is for myself, just being in that intimate place, that place of rest with him. And that's what I'm seeing is necessary for the birthing in this hour.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. That's what is being said. And that's even what's been even impressed in my spirit, even the more of taking that time to just be still. To be still before him, to rest before him, to rest in him, to rest in Father, in order that this birthing will come forth.
Amen. I agree. I'm telling you, when I tell you, I have been in such a place. And the Father gave me this topic about 2 days ago, but again, you know, the points. I was like, okay, Father, what do you want me to say? Well, how do you want me to deliver it? And so he had me read this article about actual pregnant women. And then he said, now, change it to fit what you're talking about. I was like, what, Lord? The show is in less than an hour, and you want me to do what? But you know what? I just love him so, because you just got to be still and just say, okay, God, I'll do whatever you say do. How are we going to do this today? And so I'm just excited, and I'm excited about the testimonies and the revelation that everybody's getting. So thank you so much for sharing this evening. I'm excited about the testimonies as people are going to be dialing in throughout the month. I want to hear every testimony. So if you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening by internet right now or by phone, or if you're actually listening to the recording after we get off, make sure you dial in and catch a live one if you have a testimony to share, because we'd love to hear it. We know that this month God is birthing some things, and it's already begun. We're already seeing his hand move. And so make sure you share with us. We're excited about hearing about it. And you can just email us on firetoinspire@gmail.com and tell us in the topic. The subject can be birthing, or it can be testimony. Whatever, share it. Make sure you share it. Because I'm telling you, it's now. The time is now. Thank you so much for sharing that, Bethel Kenda.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Yes, ma'am. Whew, I tell you guys, God is so faithful. He's so faithful. And, you know, if you are a person that like, you talk with your hands and you're just excited, I'm telling y'all, I'm so bubbling. I'm bubbling over to the point where it's ridiculous. But the joy that I have, I know the world didn't give it to me, and I'm telling you, I want you to find your joy, your completeness, your strength, everything in him, because he's already equipped you with this, and it's time for the birthing. And I'm telling you, that last scripture. And thank you, Pastor Kenda, for sharing tonight and also encouraging with that final scripture tonight. And that final scripture was Isaiah 54:2-3 said, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. So what God has placed on the inside of you, I already told you in those other points. You can't fathom with your carnal eyesight, with your carnal mind. So start seeing through his eyesight. I declare and decree that the blindness has fallen off. I declare and decree that every person's ears, spiritual ears, has been unclogged and unplugged. And you're moving. You're listening to his voice. You will only hear his voice from this day forward. And that you will move and have your being in him as he has his being in you, and you will dwell and move forth in the things of God. You will not be shaken. You will not move to the right or the left, but you will move forward in the things of him. I declare and decree it to be so in Jesus' almighty name. Woo, God, I tell y'all, I feel that thing. Feel that thing like not. Woo, Jesus. Y'all, when you're having a praise party all by yourself, I'm telling you. So understand, it's you're already prepared for the birthing. And if you miss any of the 8 points, you can go back and listen to any of them. Get your pens ready, your pencils ready, type it in your iPad, wherever. Go over those scriptures and just remind yourself. Remind yourself of these things, because it's time to move forth in the things of him. Next week, I hope I'm not speaking prematurely, but next week I plan on having the three amigos, the three powerful prophetic apostles coming out of our conference coming up at Kingdom Works International Ministries. It's going to be September the 14th through the 16th. And so it's going to be Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. We have Apostle Deleon coming in from Brooklyn, New York on that Friday night. Saturday night, we have Apostle Evans from Charlotte, North Carolina. And then we have our very own Apostle Kevin Leggett Sr. coming in on that Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. So I have them booked. I'm praying all three of them can make it. next week. So, guys, you don't want to miss it. Tell your friends and everybody, they want to dial in. We'll go the following week with part two of the birthing process. But we want to get these men in. It's going to be 3 days before day one of the outbreak. And if you're in the surrounding area, in the driving area, you want to get to Conyers. That address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia 30094. Again, Friday night, September 14th, will be 7:30, and same time on the 15th. And then the 16th, we will culminate at the end of 3 p.m. with Apostle Kevin Leggett Sr. So I'm telling you, this is a three-day conference you don't want to miss. It's called The Outbreak. And I'm telling you, all three of them are just ridiculously prophetic, anointed. And you heard Apostle Evans just 2 weeks ago with he shut the lines down with us being on the show for 2 hours. We shut the lines down last week with my Apostle Zoe coming in. So I'm telling y'all, this outbreak is going to be just ridiculous. So make sure you come on and listen, and come on in and take a seat. Get your seat, get there early because you might, I'm telling y'all. Last but not least, the Jasmine House Soiree, the Jazz Soiree, that will be a silent auction annual event that is coming up on September 21st. Again, that is September 21st. That event starts at 7 p.m. I'm trying to pull it back up. Y'all, I apologize. It's at the Art Center downtown. I want to say Peachtree Street, trying to pull it up. But it is going to be a great, great event. So you want to go out to Eventbrite and get your tickets. It's called the Jazz Soiree, Jazz Mouth Foundation's having an annual Jazz Soiree. And it will be September 21st at 7 p.m. The flyer that I have in front of me don't have the information. But jasminehouse.org, jasminehousefoundation.org will give you the information, jasminehousefoundation.org. And that event, the tickets are $50. But I'm telling you, they're going to have some great, great silent auction pieces to auction them off. We have some great, I think we have a trip. I don't know everything, but we have some great things. And this fundraiser is one of the main fundraisers that helps equip reaching out into the community and helping be a resource and a pillar for many people, from homelessness to single mothers or children to when I tell you, they've helped in every capacity, and I've been able to be a part of this from inception, and I give God praise for that. But that event, again, is coming up September the 21st, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Zucot Gallery, and that's Z-U-C-O-T Gallery. That's at 100 Centennial Olympic Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30313. They're featuring jazz artist John Beale, so I'm telling you, you're going to have some live jazz. You're going to have some auction pieces. You're going to have some great food. So, again, you want to go out to Eventbrite and get your tickets. Tickets are $50. September 21st, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Zucot Gallery, Jazz Soiree. Website is jasminehousefoundation.org. So, guys, make sure y'all dial in and share your testimonies. Email us, all that good stuff. We got some great testimonies and testaments on God's goodness coming out each and every day. So I'm excited. Well, we will be back next week, same time, same place, with those three anointed apostles of the outbreak. So don't forget, it's birthing time. Love you guys. It's on Friday Inspired, Leah Butler. And I will talk to you same time, same place. Share a friend and join us on this great occasion. Have a great one.